Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Get on. What's up, sis?
What's going on, my brother?
I just remembered it's the first eight trees. I'm trying to tell you, I don't know how in the heck this 4th of July snuck up on me. When big thanks to Sister T, Lady T, my co-host with Demos. I told you I stopped playing with her, man. Stop playing with her. I went over her house. And I got the hook up. Holler if you hear me. I'm talking about, I got the joints that they be blasting off down at the monument, you know. My aunt and uncle was like, you know, they lay down Brandywine, and they was like, man, don't come down here with nothing that ain't official. My neighbors, and I'm telling you, it's like they live in between the McCoys and the Hatfields, you know what I mean? And them bammers was battling five. I mean, it was like sometimes it didn't even look like it was night out there. That's how bright them fireworks that they were shooting off. And I was like, hold up, Slim. Y'all ain't doing nothing. You ain't saying right. Nothing slick to a can of oil. You talking about? So we went into our Lady T specials and got the blasting them joints off, man. And my aunt and uncle was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And you know me, Tree. I just, for my son, it's everything to me. So I make sure I do it all, and I do it all big. So I work. Yesterday, going to holiday, you know, gotta get that time and a half. But on the way home, I stopped down Pennsylvania Avenue by Anacostia Park, and I said, "Man, I'm gonna just go ahead and buy one of these rockets." And I was so disappointed, Tree, because they don't even sell them in the rockets no more. I was like, "Man, that ain't a rocket." That's a flat boy. I sounded just like what's his name? Cat Williams, when he said if he dropped his son off on Michael Jackson's house, he's gonna be like, Mr. Jackson. That's how I was yesterday. I was like, that ain't no rocket. That's a flat boy. That dude was like, man, they gonna enjoy it just as much. I was like, this ain't just for the kids. I want to enjoy this too. I'm gonna have some fun with it, you know. 4th of July, Christmas, you know. It's only a few. My birthday is only a few major holidays. Yeah, that's right. July 21st is a major holiday. Mark it on your calendar. Write it down. Yeah, come out. But it's only a few major holidays that I get to act a little kid. And the 4th is one of them. So, girl, listen. What we did was we lit a couple of our Lady T specials first just to get it going. And then we went to the Rocket. Girl, I was so disappointed.
Talk about, I felt like
Harlem Night in the scene when they busting up and dude just come up,
I know you're talking about.
And he was like, don't shoot that damn gun no more. Yeah, yeah. I felt like dude with the little gun, man, because the neighbors was like, I'm sure they had like the Washington Monument fireworks, and due to the Lady T special, we had some of those as well. But we also had the rockets that they sell. My aunt said, "Boy, you come over here with that little Southeast special."
No,
you come over here with that little Southeast special. That thing ain't doing nothing to nobody, boy. He was like, just watch how they do it. But
oh my God.
At the end of the night, who stole the show? Your boy, because we saved the mother load for the end of the night. And girl, I'm telling you, they was looking over their privacy fit
at us
and was like, what was that? You know? And, I mean, that thing must have set off over 20 something fireworks at one day on time. But we had DMV Kale got to be a kid again last night. I got to be a kid again last night. I enjoyed the fireworks. Do you hear me? I enjoyed myself with them fireworks. And what about you guys? How was your four?
We had did so much, you know, the whole week. We just relaxed. We enjoyed the movies. And, when he fell asleep, of course, I flicked it on down to the MLB station. And finished the night out watching baseball.
Okay. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but baseball is it me, or are they heating up a little earlier than normal? I mean, I was watching the game the other day, and I was like, okay, double play. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, okay, in the park, home run. A no-hitter. We actually saw a no-hitter pitch.
Grand, yes.
Baseball giving you a little bit of everything. I'm trying to tell you. But I must say thank you to the man above, because this was truly, truly a great holiday. Besides the little situations, I'm not even going to call them situations. The ignorant terrorist acts, okay? These Bama shoot. It was 19 shootings yesterday in the district. Come on, man. When is it going to stop, sis? When is it going to stop, man? I mean, Does Tail Corner need? Do we need to organize us a march, man?
March ain't gonna do nothing, Kale. March is not gonna do anything but bring us together for that one day. What we need to do is we don't have time to discuss on the show. But I'm gonna keep it simple and I'm gonna keep it real cute. If we all just live by the laws of the Bible, you will not be as much killing, shooting, stealing, and all of these things that we're doing. It won't be all of this stuff. Period. I'm just going to leave it right there. Because it's too deep to go into and be talking about all that. We ain't here for that. But I just needed to say that since you asked me.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, y'all. Well said. And great segue into what we talk about today. I time out.
Exactly.
Today on Tales Corner, we will discuss another episode of As the Lakers Turn.
That was good.
As the Lakers Turn. Westbrook and Kyrie possible trade. A Westbrook for Kyrie possible trade. Also, the tweet that was posted by team owner Jeannie Buss. Now, Trish, you know I ain't wanted to do a whole lot of reading into. I can't stand that because when we read into, we're often more wrong than right. But I want to read this quote to you guys, and I want you to tell me how you all feel about it, okay? We will discuss which will be the top chaotic spot for Kevin Durant to land and which spot is the most realistic. So we will discuss the top chaotic spot for KD to land and which spots will be the most realistic. WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner reached out to President Biden for help with her detainment in Russia. I'm going to get into how I feel about that and what I think Biden should do. And you know, yeah, we'll get into all that. Baseball latest with teams and their respective positioning. Like you guys heard, Treach and I discussed the no-hitter, the grand slams, the everything that's going on in baseball right now, which we expected after the All-Star break. It's like they're telling us, nah, you better compete what we're doing now. Chicago White Sox canceled a fireworks show yesterday on July the 4th due to a shooting at a parade in Heights Central Park. Wow. Yeah. Turns out Deshaun Watson wasn't the only player receiving happy endings from his masseuse. A big story has come out now, and I know a lot of you are like, you know, can't leave that alone, the time. But this is another big part of this case, and I don't know about you all, but I love puzzles, and I love piecing everything together, stepping back, and see what it all looks like to me, you know, and I think one hell of a puzzle is being pieced together right before our eyes. All right? Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. All these stories and much, much, much more, you know, and you guys know the much, much more is whatever you all bring to the table. You know what I'm talking about? So we're gonna take a quick one real quick. And we want you guys to contact a friend, your family, whomever, the babysitter or, you know, the babysitter, sister, grandmother, cousin, uncle, all of them, and tell them that Lady T at DMV Kill is on that corner, all right? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. All right, we'll be right back.
Is my king, is my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything. everything I go through and everything I am. My support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you. I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother. And there is no one above you.
Hey, I had to get a little bit of that out there. I was feeling that job. As the Lakers turn, y'all, you know, it's always a story out there with the Lakers. And a lot of people blaming LeBron or throwing the beef on LeBron, but, you know, I'm really not putting this one on LeBron because I truly believe, Treece, I truly believe LeBron wants Kyrie as much as Kyrie wants to play with LeBron. I truly believe that. And let's keep it real. LeBron doesn't want to play with Westbrook as much as Westbrook wants out of L.A. You know, it's really like a situation made in heaven, if you ask me. You know, these guys really, really want out from each other. You know, Westbrook wants out of L.A. for real. And now it makes sense why he signed that contract, because wherever he goes, $47.1 million is owed to him. So it was great to lock that down and guarantee that. That was a true, smart business move. I give him his props for that. Kyrie, on the money side, I don't know what the Lakers' financial situation is, really. So I don't know how he'll make out financially. But I do know he'll love playing with LeBron. They seem to patch up anything that was wrong with them two, and they're ready to move forward. So I mean, hey man, you know, barring the money that the Lakers can spend, not being wrong or whatever. You know, because, you know, any team can be, the New Jersey Nets could be like, yeah, we'll take Westbrook, but y'all got to pay half, which would be 24 million. If y'all can pick that, half that 24 million up, then, yeah, you know, we'll be glad to go ahead and sign him and take him off your hands. But, you know, will New Jersey go along with that? Will New Jersey really want
that? And do Kevin Durant want to play with him? Oh, but Kevin Durant went out. So, okay, right.
No, Kyrie Irving.
But Kevin Durant went out, too.
Yeah, but the trade that's being discussed is Westbrook and Kyrie.
It's not
Kevin Durant.
You
know, reports are that the Suns are favored to land Kevin Durant. So,
okay.
I don't know.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So if, like what you were saying earlier, you were saying it'd be like a trade for them, like the Nets and the Lakers, but Westbrook might not want to come if Kevin Durant ain't there, because who there he going to play with?
Well, he can hang up Kevin Durant in there. All jokes aside, I would not be surprised if it doesn't come out later on that Kevin Durant did everything in his power to get away when rumors of that trade came to his attention, the Kyrie Westbrook situation. I believe Kevin Durant was like, "Oh heck no, no, I'm not going through this again."
But I thought he already had said he was out before that came out. He said he was already out. Didn't he already say he was out before the trade rumors?
But what I'm saying is, you know how people
behind
in the organization know what's going to happen before we know, we're made privy to the information. So I'm believing. Now I don't know this as a fact, you guys. But I'm believing somewhere down the pipe, KD heard of this situation and was like, "Nah, I'm out of here. Mm-mm, no, I'm not playing with that dude again." You know, let's take some calls on this one.
Okay.
What's up, Brother D? What's up, Brother D? How you feeling?
What's going on, D?
How y'all doing?
Everything's good. Everything is good. What's happening, bro?
What was the question again?
Westbrook and Kyrie trade. How do you feel about that? What do you think?
I feel as though it's possible, simply because LeBron, like you said, LeBron do want Kyrie just as much as Kyrie wants LeBron. And it was reported that Kyrie just bought like a $3.4 million house in L.A.,
yeah.
So I feel like something coming down the pipeline. You know, I don't know who's going to go where or what's going to, but I feel like Kyrie is going to land in L.A. somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be a, I mean, to me, it will have to be a Westbrook just
right.
for the money
right.
situation.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
so
doubt.
That's
no
my
doubt.
Opinion on them, too.
Yeah. You know what I did read? He bought a house in L.A.,
yeah,
a
it's for like 3.4 million.
I've seen it. Yeah. So I agree with y'all.
In the past, I used to be like, "So what? He bought a house. That ain't no big thing." But it really is. It truly is. You know, $3.4 million ain't that ain't play money. That's some serious coin. So.
Right.
You know, the fact that you're spending this telling me you're looking for a safe landing. You're looking
mm-hmm.
for a comfortable landing. You know what I mean? Good scoop, Darius. Good scoop. Now, let's go to my man, Lou. What it do,
hey,
Lou?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm trying something different here.
Okay.
No. I'm trying to do a hands free so I can type in my notes and talk to you guys at the same time.
All right.
Oh, it's working.
Good. All right. Well, look, if that's not a sign that that Kyrie bought a house in L.A., I think it means that he wants out of Brooklyn. But you know what? You can have because what has he done for us? Absolutely nothing. So you
mm-hmm.
know. It is going to be our loss, but you know, I think we'll be glad to get rid of him because, you know, he was so uptight with, you know, with, "Oh, I can't play home games because I didn't want to get vaccinated and whatnot and play pro games." I'm like, "Okay, I got to find a way to get out of here. So I'm going to go try and go out west and play with the contending team rather than this trash heap and, you know, take my chances elsewhere." Now, as
well,
for,
hey, hold on. Are the Nets really a trashy team? I believe with Kyrie and
mm-hmm.
the vaccine and some injuries, they were just unlucky.
Right.
I don't know if I would call a team with that much talent. I don't know if I'd call a team with that much talent trash. I just don't.
Talent be wasted too, you know.
I mean, it was wasted because they were hurt. I mean, half the team was hurt. But that half come back, and then the other half get hurt. And then Kobe
mm-hmm.
hit, and then he playing every other game or all the away games, Kyrie. And then Kevin go down.
Mm-hmm.
So who else you got?
Yeah, But all that happened after he got, after, you know, what happened, and then he just fell apart right there. If he would have been with us and played more games, maybe we would have been better. I mean, Kyrie, you know, refusal was just the start of it, and we just fell flat right there. We went from first to worst, well, almost worst, just like that. We were in first place at Christmas, and by the time March came around, we lost, what, 11, 12 in a row? But the down effect started with Kyrie. Right.
Well, I don't think the injuries, you can't blame the injuries on a domino effect. I don't understand that part. But Kyrie's doing all that. I do understand that part.
And some would say the fact that your team went dismal as they did tells you just how much Kyrie means to them. It shows just how big of a piece he was to what it was that you guys wanted to do.
If he was, so, he was actually, and this whole thing went over. He didn't care.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. That man had a choice, like everyone else in America, and he chose to not get vaccinated. I mean, that was his personal choice. That was his personal choice, and I'm not here to say it was wrong. I'm not here to say it was right. Only thing I'm here to say it was his choice.
Right.
That's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. I can't judge. Hey, my moms used to tell me all the time, what you eat, don't send the next man to the bathroom. And what he eat doesn't send you to the bathroom. So we can speculate all we want to, but at the end of the day, I look at it like this, Luke.
Okay.
For a long time, I myself didn't want to get vaccinated for a long time. You know, I don't know why I kept thinking Will Smith, I Am Legend. You know what I mean? You know, everybody going to turn into vampires and all this mess. Because COVID hit us out of nowhere, man. We weren't expecting this. We weren't expecting this. So no one really knew what the vaccine was going to help, hurt, do, or not do. So I can understand the man having, you know, caution with wanting to take the vaccine. And some people will say, well, all he had to do was look around at everybody else again. How that thing affects you don't mean it's affecting everyone the same way. And that man had a choice at the end of the day, and I know this is the unpopular position to stand in, but I applaud that man for standing on his own merit. I applaud that man for not giving in, you know, to the fans heckling and turmoil and tormenting him, you know?
Let's take another call.
Let's take a call. 8200, you on with me? But hey, what's up, Cap? My bad. What's up, Cap?
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all doing?
All right.
Oh, blessed and highly favored.
I know that's
great
right.
Conversation.
Oh,
great conversation. To Luke's point, real quick about the vaccination. It was only blown up about Kyrie because of that state law that they had. There's a bevy of athletes that did not take that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Aaron Rodgers? He pulled the razzle dazzle on everybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And swept that right under the rug. But they gonna vilify Kyrie though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as far as the right, as far as the trade with that Lakers and Nets, I don't see it happening.
Okay.
You don't?
Tell us why.
No, you know the Westbrook money thing. I don't see Brooklyn wanting to pay all that money.
Okay.
Well, that's what I said. What if the Lakers offer half of that contract? You think Brooklyn will take them then? Because at this point, I mean, let's keep it real, man. the Lakers just want to be out of the Westbrook business altogether. That's just
right.
Keep it real.
Yeah, it's a dump
the Lakers
job.
Want out.
Yep. But I'm just saying, I see New Jersey on a rebuilding mode. If Kyrie and KD vacate, right? Can you imagine Westbrook and Simmons as the backcourt, bro? How many bricks is that?
I definitely agree with the bricks.
They both play downhill, so and Ben don't really shoot the ball.
Exactly, that's gonna be terrible.
So they both downhill players, but that'll be a great defensive backcourt.
Oh yeah, I
agree with that.
We need some points, though, D. I need some points.
If you feel Ben Simmons and
West to just run the floor, that's going to equal points. That's what Russ do. He runs the floor. If Russ plays defense and Ben getting rebounds and running the floor and they get in the lane, it'll look dangerous.
Yeah, but then they're gonna adjust. Good defensive team's going to adjust to that.
Yeah.
Slow them down.
You can't adjust to making a defense miss and rebounding and running. The only thing you can adjust is if you making your shots and making them have to play in that half-court set. If they play in that half-court set, that's probably like the worst offense you would see.
What about the teams that do adjust? What about the teams that do figure out, you know what, Ben and Westbrook, they kind of clogged the lane because both of them are downhill to the basket type players. So they kind of clogged the lane. So all we need to do is fight and push and fight in the lane with these guys. And they don't have now I'm not going to say Westbrook doesn't have a jumper, but Westbrook driving and dunking is more reliable than Westbrook pulling up for a shot. We've seen Westbrook get twos, threes, all type of shots, but we really put our hopes in when he's driving and dunking. So,
but when he's driving and dunking like that, Kale, he people go. Get in foul trouble messing with him like that. That's how, you know what I'm saying? Because he's one of them type of players like Harden, like he gets you into foul trouble when he's doing that. So you got to be still careful when he's coming through that lane like that. Like when Durst is saying let him run, and you said people going to adjust. They are going to adjust to a point, but how many times he going to run through that lane without somebody fouling him? He gonna get fouled.
I disagree,
like 80% of the time, he coming through that lane.
I disagree, sis. Russell Westbrook was an offensive foul machine here with the Wizards and with the Lakers. He was an offensive foul because he put his head down and he just a basket. He don't care who's in the way. So players easily position and set themselves up because. And it's not his game. I'm not complaining. I'm not comparing him. But I'm just using, for example, like Kobe. When Kobe would put his head down at the last minute, he would change direction or do something to throw that defense off track. Westbrook did not care. He does not care. He is the perfect example of a bull in a china shop. When it comes to going to that lane. Now, what I will say is Ben Simmons, he has a little more of that move and finesse in his game than Russell Westbrook do. So, you know, I mean, it's a 50-50. It's a 50-50. Let's take another call on this. What's up, bro? How you feeling today, Tang?
Hey. Kale's Corner family, much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro?
What's up, Miss T?
What's up? What's up, Cap?
What's up, Lou?
What's up,
hey,
bro?
Look, right, I was listening to y'all and all y'all saying some good points and all that, and I ain't gonna go through all that because I'll be repeating what y'all were saying. But I'm sticking with Cap on this one because I don't believe the trade gonna happen because for one thing it shouldn't happen. And the reason why I say it shouldn't happen because for one thing Kevin Durant just signed a contract. He still got 4 more years with them people. And then Kyrie Irving just signed one not too long ago. So what are both of them trying to move for? Now we going back to letting the stars do whatever they want to do. Y'all two wanted to play with each other, stick with each other. And I think Jimmy Buss should tell LeBron, hey, you wanted Westbrook? Fool, you going to deal with Westbrook. Because all this we trying to do now, it's just some nonsense, man. Now we still letting the stars run the league again. We let them run the league, man.
Hold on.
Get him, Tank.
You wanted Westbrook, you gonna play with Westbrook, huh?
Yeah.
No Roger.
That's what it
no
should
Roger,
be.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
Hey, KD, and let me tell y'all something. KD and the Nets would not have got KD and my man Kyrie, and I like all them guys I'm talking about. If they would not have got them, if them two didn't decide to team up and come together. So, bam. You got 4 more years with us, and Kyrie, you stand with us to your contract up even that you just signed a couple of same 3 months ago, man. Come on, man. We know the rule is the NBA. That's what's going on.
But we in the new NBA, though, Tank. We in the new NBA,
hey.
Man. These dudes are signing a contract one day. Yeah, but
it's only the stars.
In,
but it's only the stars that's doing it.
I'm with you on that, but again, this is the next.
I'm with you too,
man. They got power.
It's the PS5 generation.
They do. But listen to me.
What
power do they got if they under contract? They don't have no power. They letting them have power.
They do. They got.
Yeah, they do.
That's
they
what you put into your contract. You put those into your
they
contract.
Do,
you put all the trade clauses and all that is inside your contract. So you could request a trade and you can list your things that you want to go to. That's in your contract.
Yeah, you can request it. But guess what? If you request a D-Mob and you say no, then that means no because you're under contract. And if you don't pay, you don't get paid then. So what you going to do? Just sit on a bench and not get paid? Because that's when they can not pay you.
Right. Right.
That's crazy. That don't make no sense. Y'all letting them, you letting them rule the NBA again. If you say you want them to not do it, then you and they under contract, then fool, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Again, I swear, Joe, it sounds so good, and I'm with you, but I think you have the mindset of the old NBA. More so than this new NBA, dog. I'm trying to tell you, man, it's different, Joe. It's different from what we grew up watching.
The difference is that these fools now, they're straight girls. They got a lot of crying in them. They wear tampons to me. That's the difference. That's the only difference. From contract, when you under contract.
Yeah.
When you under contract, you under contract, bro.
This is all I got to say, when you plan for a team that's not willing to put the pieces that you need around you? Is that being a girl?
No,
is
let me tell you
a girl when
we
you
don't
see,
know what happened. We don't know what happened between Katie and Kyrie. The reason why now they want to split up. Okay, we know that. But just like Cap said, that was BS. They just target Kyrie. Because like we know other players on other teams came to that stadium and all in New York to play and didn't have the shot. It was just target for Kyrie to mess with them. And it's just a disturbance. It's a whole distraction, man.
And we saw it in the playoffs. You think it was by coincidence Brooklyn was the only team that was swept in all of these playoffs? Brooklyn was the only team that was swept.
Everybody online, Betty online said you got to follow the contract rules.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, but if you put inside your contract, that's just how Westbrook put inside his contract, the player option. He picked that player option up. That's in his contract.
But
yeah.
If
like,
a team
want to
pick it,
how you saying
but,
no? I'm
but
saying,
the player
like,
option
how you saying
only valid
you
during your
contract?
2 years. But that's
no,
only
no,
in like
I'm
2 years.
Saying,
don't know
I'm just saying.
You got more years.
No, I'm saying how if you put something in your contract that if you request a trade or whatever is inside that contract, how you saying they got to respect it? You got to respect what the player put in the contract also. You can't
okay,
just respect with just because he signed that contract. They both signed the contract. I got what
and
I wanted, and you got what you wanted. It's a contract between us.
And guess
us.
What, D-Mob?
Yeah.
And guess what? Hold on. They respected Kyrie in doing that. Just now.
Yeah.
And they let him go out
yeah.
there. But guess what? Did nobody pick it up? Why do you think he's back in New York? Because did nobody pick it up? If somebody would have paid that money, then yes, he would have been gone. It's about the money thing when it comes to that contract, brother. I'm telling you now. And don't nobody pick up no seven-year contract on nobody, not unless their team is just need that and they know they're going to the championship and going to win it. Like whenever the – and I don't even think they did.
I personally
– when they first got
I personally feel like nobody picked up Kyrie contract because there's only 1 year left. Let them play that 1 year out, and then I'm going to go sign them for the match.
Because they're not paying them.
I'm going to do that.
So, and how much was that 1 year?
30 something.
I know. Guess what? The other team said, we'll wait a year. We're not paying that. We're going to let the next pay that since they already went to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he signed another contract. Right after that.
All right, fellas. Hold on. We still got some people trying to get in. We got some other people want to chime in on this one. What's
you
up, 007?
Especially me.
I see y'all talk about fruit cups and other NBA divas out there.
Fruit cups. Come on, give it to us.
Hey, look.
Say it back. Let us see what you got to say.
Hey, look. I'm trying to see the Wizards and the Clippers in the finals.
Oh, man, come on.
Hey, Gail.
Anybody next? Let's bring on the Huckleberry. What's up, Huck?
What's up, Huckleberry?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How everybody doing?
What's up, 57?
Everything's good. What's going on?
Not much. Listen, the hypocrisy lies with the owner's thing. I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, I don't understand how I can sign yesterday for $5 million, for $56 million, and tomorrow I want to be traded because I don't like how this season went. You know, Kevin Durant signed a multi-year max contract. Now he wants out. And the strange thing is that the NBA, they're going to facilitate this trade. It's going to happen. But where he's going to go is probably, I heard today, he might end up in New Orleans because they're building a monster team down there. And the way I'm looking at it is that the NBA owners, and the reason why I say the hypocrisy lies on them because when Chris Paul wanted to go to the Clippers, they put a whole stop on that and wouldn't let it happen because they said it would overload the way to the Lakers. It would put too many stars on the Lakers team and overload the West. And then they turn right around and start just letting these players go and do whatever you want. How do you get out of a contract after you signed for so many years for all this money, and because it didn't go the way that you wanted to, now you can leave? Because you're Kevin Durant, other players can't do that.
No.
You know?
Other players can't. Can I say this, though? Do y'all not understand leverage? players of certain stature have leverage. They can walk in because my resume say this and my resume I did this. I'm gonna walk in here and I can be able to say this.
But the only way you can have leverage over me is I give it to you.
Darius, okay, you're missing the point. Darius, hold on. You're missing the point. We're not discussing leverage. We're discussing right and wrong. If you sign for this, regardless of what leverage you have, this is what you should play for. And if you sign for this amount of years, this is the time that you should play for. We're not discussing.
No.
We understand leverage. We understand today. That's why I said to Tang, today's NBA is different from what we're accustomed to. Because the players had leverage back then just as well. But the owners knew how to cap and control them. Now, with this new NBA, the owners don't have the control that they once had. They do not have the control that they once had. And these players are taking full advantage of it. Part of me is okay, and I agree with that. And part of me is like, damn, y'all really didn't even get a chance to put this thing together and see how it worked. Y'all just left before the thing really
yep.
was whole, you know?
Yep.
But real quick, speaking of owners, this tweet was sent out by Jeannie Buss. I miss KB, one Kobe Bryant. He would understand, explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. He understood team over self, meaning if you allow the team's goal, if you value the team's goal, your own goals will fall into place. And that was from the Lakers owner, Jeannie Buss. And, you know, again, I understand where she's coming from. Now, Kobe played on her team. So she's always appreciated Kobe. But to me, she's saying with what she has to deal with today, with these players of today, she misses Kobe Bryant. And I'm pretty sure Kobe had her ready to pull her hair out, upset, mad with him. But she had to respect the fact that this man was telling nothing but the truth and speaking team first diction. He wasn't speaking.
You
gotta
remember, Kobe played on a couple of bad teams after Shaq left.
Yeah.
And he never asked to leave. He never asked to be traded or anything. All he asked for was bring me some more players in here. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought
mm-hmm.
some more players in there and he won two more titles. So that's the type of player. You know LeBron might vote any day. You never know when LeBron like leave. No, he never did have to be traded, bro. He never did. Come on now.
Look it up. He did it.
No, you look it up, brother. You said it. You look it up. You said it.
You say Kobe has to be traded?
Kobe never has to be traded from the Lakers.
Tell me when.
Look it up. Mother, look it up.
Yeah, I don't know if he asked to be traded, but I remember when he was about to be traded, and then they got their senses together and didn't trade him. I remember that was going on, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
In 2007, in the off season, it said right here in the interview. I can click it.
Yeah,
he did. Come on, man.
He did a whole interview.
He did it once. Like I said, he did it once. He did actually.
Yeah. Send that interview. Send that interview
twice.
To me. Send that interview to me.
Well, you can look it up. All right. It's right on Google. All you got to do is Google Kobe Bryant asked to be traded. It'll pop right
up. Let's take another call. 215, welcome to the corner. Maybe ask your name.
Oh,
the chat.
I switched over.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
Yeah, but I was, I was going to say Kobe did actually be traded because him and Shaq was beefing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not talking about when Shaq was still there after Shaq left when they had the bad thing. Not while Shaq was there. I know he has to be traded while Shaq was there, but after Shaq left and they had the bad years, he didn't have to be traded then.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I mean,
this is your night.
Still, young.
They all get frustrated at some point.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And in comparison to what we're seeing now with these players, you can't even really be mad at Kobe because as big as a player as Kobe was, no, seriously, as big as a
That's why I'm laughing.
As big as a Laker figure as Kobe was, we didn't hear a whole lot of that in the news. We didn't see a whole lot of stories, you know, regarding. I mean, imagine if it was today. Kobe Bryant wants out of the Lakers. Kobe Bryant requests his trade. You know what I mean? So, you know, and again, it's 2022, man. 07 is a blur. That's all I'm going to say about 07. It's a blur, man. It's a blur. So, thank you for getting us on point with that, D. You know what I mean? We're going to take a quick break, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We're going
to
allow 007 to catch up, y'all.
Check my mic.
Take that banner down. He ain't coming here.
I know. I'm still holding it up.
I know he ain't coming, but I want him to be here. This the last go around for him, for me though.
Was that recent odds? Like recent?
Yeah. Recent list?
That's recent.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I ain't hear you say Toronto, because I think Toronto was like second. Became second.
Yeah, Toronto, yeah.
But look,
yeah.
Y'all.
Trailblazers.
The thing is,
Toronto.
When the Nets.
The Trailblazers,
when the
right?
Nets give up.
Yeah,
he's
talking
about the Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Toronto. Yeah, they didn't have Toronto on this list at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I think like a couple of days ago, Toronto became like the second, like, art-wise, was like the second destination.
But you know what?
They had the Pelicans on there this morning.
I'm going to say this, man. Because there's a lack of NBA news, look for this joint to be all over the place, y'all. Look for this needle to bounce all around. Look for this needle to bounce all around everywhere. What I'm asking you guys, which team do you see, do you think would be the best landing spot for KD? Forget what ESPN talking, man, because their answer and top team going switch so many times. You know, it's crazy.
Did they say Golden State on there?
No, because that's where they're going.
No.
Golden State on there, but the only reason
why I say Golden State is because you got to understand, too, the Nets, if they trading KD, they're going to definitely get what they want. And they're going to be looking for a young star and some other people with them. And ain't nobody.
I think they're looking for draft picks.
They're going to get a star and some draft picks, bro. Because every team that you name don't just have no one player that you could just switch out for KD.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
Every team.
They
got to
do.
They got to do so much moving around. It's going to mess other teams up. And it's going to – right now, like you said, big bro, they throwing it out there because it's the NBA talk and then woo-woo-woo. But he ain't going to really, really know nothing until around September sometime. And for real, like I was saying, I really don't think nothing really going to happen with him, man, because if he do, it's going to be Golden State because they got the pieces to fit for the Nets right now. That's the only team that got stars and a bunch in a hole that's loaded.
I agree with what you're saying,
Toronto loaded also. Toronto loaded also.
But I disagree with it's only going to be Golden State. I'm with D. I think Toronto can get him. I think the Pelicans can get him. But whatever team that gets him, you got to be willing to lose something else to get it. I don't care what team in the NBA that gets him. You got to be willing to lose something else to get it. Either some draft picks, draft picks.
You know what that something else is? Your team's future. You got to be willing to trade your future for the right now.
Yeah. That's right.
We got Maxie over in Philly.
Yep. Everybody's on a 3-year plan. That's what they're on
there. Too, for real. Because Clippers got a bunch of stars out there. They can let Paul George go and some other little people. But the Clippers ain't in it. But they can definitely get in it.
Well, they just got John Wall. So John Wall and Paul George and the other dude supposed to be their big three now. Kawhi.
Gregory is back and healthy.
Reason why I say that, you can throw the Clippers in there. Because out of all three of them, at least you know KD do get hurt. But all three of them been hurt last year. When Paul George did play, he did play last year. He ain't going to say he played hurt. But John Wall and Kawhi Leonard, you can trade Paul George for KD.
You guys are saying John Wall is going to start over the point guard that's already there with the Clippers.
Reggie Jackson.
No, sir.
Yeah.
If he... If he's a part of the big three, he has to start, right?
But see, Reggie Jackson ain't going to be the point guard. Reggie Jackson going to be your off guard. They're going to move him.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, Reggie, I wasn't thinking of that.
I have to see Reggie Jackson play in the off-guard position because he was excellent in the point guard spot. He was
They'll play off each other real well.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess. This is the only thing I hate about this time of year with basketball, man. It's like football all over again. Trades are made and draft picks and everything, and you just cannot wait to see them step on the floor. Let's go to another subject. WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner reached out to President Biden for his help in this detainment in Russia, with her detainment in Russia. And I don't know, I don't want to speak prematurely, but let me ask you this. Has anybody heard Biden say anything in effect to this?
No, his representative said something. I watched this. His representative said something, but he didn't say anything on camera himself. But to me, for her to write this type of letter that says that she knows a lot more than we do, of course she does, because she's over there in it. But to say, don't leave me over here forever, huh?
Her lawyer told her to write the letter. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to know more. You know, but to say don't leave me over here forever, they just playing with her right now, with the government. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But she's facing 10 years, y'all. They
said
she's facing 10 years over there.
And just like 57 just said, and he cut off, and I don't watch the news, but I be listening to people that be talking about it, and it's just it's all because of what's going on. They're gonna hold her until all this is over with, man. So, that's just what it is.
They can do that 20 times, bro.
It's an eye for eye thing going on.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of eyes on
it. You don't need to keep parading me in court to let me know you're going to have a trial. Let's just have the trial. You know, you're going to keep me three more months. Yeah,
did you hear
that's
about
all.
The size of the holding cell that they keep her in every time you show up to court? Man, it's 50 pounds.
I thought about that today.
It's about 5'4".
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they got her in a tight joint.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're
doing all that on purpose, man. I feel sorry for her, man. I wish she wasn't going through that. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And you know they're against her lifestyle too, so they're sticking her with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, man, that's
sometimes I close my car door and go. There ain't enough room up in here.
I can't with you, 57.
We just gotta pray for her, you know, and hopefully our prayer, you know, I'm not. Yeah, all we can do is pray for her.
Far more dangerous than she is. Yeah, the ones we got over here that we holding is dangerous criminals. They ain't playing no ball over there. You know, trying to get back to what you know. These people we holding is dangerous people to the world, terrorists.
Right.
Yes.
And for what they caught her with.
And see, that's the thing. They want one of them out. They want us to let one of them out.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
And then they gonna blow half the world up after you let them out. Like, come on, y'all.
Yep. You're right.
That's terrible.
That's why she's appealing to Biden. Like release one of them knickknackers so I can come home.
Exactly.
I've been watching old reruns of 24 and Born Identity, so they need to let her out.
Exactly.
They need to let her out, man. The way they live over there, they need to let her out.
I hope other athletes are taking heed and they got to get their own hand burnt.
See, that ain't gonna happen to them. That's how they ain't gonna happen to me.
Hey, look at
I think they win.
Kobe Bryant, all them little cases. Nobody ever learns until it's them.
Yeah,
I think they want to say more, but the NBA and the State Department is asking them not to be as vocal because they think that's gonna hurt their case. But to me, you need to make some noise.
Yeah, that's why they started to make noise now, because that's what they told them in the beginning. Because everybody was tweeting and trying to, you know, make it go viral and, you know, all that. Everybody was doing that. And then the government was like, don't do that. Everybody was coming out saying, don't do that. Take those comments down. This and the other. And then all this time went past, and then nothing. So then everybody got mad again and was like, bump that. We're going to start tweeting again. We're going to start saying something.
Bump that.
Hey, look, in most places, if it had been here, you'd have went to court and been back out on the street for what they're charging her for.
Exactly.
You ain't lying, bro.
Exactly.
That's why you know it's crazy.
That's how you know it's political.
It's political.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they can't let
her
out.
Lifestyle.
See, they can't let her out over there because they're not going to let her out because she don't have no resident over there. That's why they holding her, quote, unquote, holding her like that. Because she don't have no address to give them to say how
I thought they said she was playing ball over there in the summer. She was living over there.
Yeah, you gotta have an address when you're over there playing ball.
That was Airbnb. She was staying in the Airbnb. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's too much. No matter who's responsible. I think it's just too much now.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. I'm just trying to explain why she's not out.
Mm. Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm just saying they're doing too much to her now. What they're doing there is inhumane, you know, for that little bit of stuff. Yeah.
But ain't they came out and said that what she had was not a crime. They said it's not even a crime, but it's now because of everything that's going on. They're going to charge her with cannabis. But you say cannabis, and then you say THC. So I don't know what it is. I don't know. See, I don't know. Because it can change, and every time you read it, it changes.
Hey, when you're dealing with Russia,
with one thing,
it's whatever they want it to be.
They say it is,
Exactly.
They done said it so many times to now it ain't CBD, it's THC. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mix it up,
and they gonna make sure that's what it is when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that for this young woman's sake, man, she is allowed to come on home, and you know, I think a big part of it as well. They know once she leaves Russia, that girl ain't never coming back. And I don't blame her. I do not blame her.
I wouldn't go.
Understand about Russia. Like, okay, so Betty said online, Betty said it's Russia. They locked up their own citizens for protesting. And that's true. But Russia is so different from the United States because Russia is a dictatorship. Yeah. It's one person ruling everything. They don't have no rules. It ain't like you go down. You know how after everybody be saying, the president, well, he's the president. But the president is just the face of our country. He don't really run nothing. everything got to go through Congress and legislation and all that just to get a bill paid. Over in Russia, if he say this is what it is, that's what it is. Period.
Exactly.
It don't need to go nowhere right. else. It's what I say.
Yeah, well,
period.
It's been like that for all our life over there.
Yeah, because he's been the president over there all our
new.
Life.
I'm saying there ain't nothing new, though. It's been like that all ever since we've been alive as far as Russia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which again,
you have to be careful,
again,
though, you know.
You got to be careful.
Which again, yeah. because it has been that way all our lives, that I don't know about anyone else, but that would make me leery. That would make me leery and watch my steps hard. Harder than I would here in the United States.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I would never went over there. I don't care how much money was.
Well,
I just wouldn't have never
She wasn't making great money as a WNBA player, so she pretty much had to go over there to make a
decent
income.
Yeah, she goes somewhere else. She can't go nowhere else.
A whole lot of them.
She
can
go nowhere else.
She's already on that team. She's already on
that team. I understand what you're saying, but like y'all just said, it's been like that all our lives. Kale just said, I know I would have did this. And I'm just thinking, like, I just would not have picked that team, period.
No,
listen
to this. If you've been doing something the same way for 20 years, right, even though I know we had this conversation, but if you've been doing something and – I'm quite sure this is not the first time she handed them the bag and had the oils in it. I'm quite sure this is not the first time she's done that. But since everything that is going on right now, her handing over the bag was just cause for them to say, come with me. You see what I'm saying?
I understand everything.
That's what I'm saying. So she's probably been following the law, the letter of the law, this whole time. And for them to change the rules for her, it's totally unfair. And you don't
understand.
Yeah, but that's the reason why I wouldn't fly over there.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I understand.
They might change the rules.
I understood all
anytime.
That what you were saying.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. I just wouldn't have. I wouldn't have played for Russia. She could have went anywhere else. I would have went somewhere else if I knew
it
was that strict over there.
Brazil.
Amsterdam. He said Amsterdam. It should have been good.
Go back to what y'all was saying. She already signed the contract. Y'all was just saying
she signed the contract.
But I just have to quit that thing.
No, listen to me. Well, I understand what you're saying, but guess what? Russia would not have been the contract I signed. That's what I'm saying.
I understand everything
y'all saying. All I'm saying is I wouldn't have never went there because for 50 years, we've known it been a dictatorship.
I'm going to break it down.
You
like
didn't know this war or whatever was going to break out.
I had family, and I lived around Berry Farms for a portion of my childhood, right? We would never go around Berry Farms and go trick-or-treating. You know why? Because them Bammers told us it's an unwritten rule. Don't come around here with no mask on. We shooting the car. So guess what? I didn't come around there with no mask on. I did not come around there with no mask on. Not because I was scared, but because that's their rule. And them Bammers going to make you live by their rule. I don't
care
who
you are. That's
what I'm saying.
So you really think people didn't trick or treat over there?
I don't care. Kale didn't.
I'm just saying.
No. We know people trick or treated. We just saying that we wouldn't have did it. And that's what I'm saying. I would not have signed no contract. Even if I wouldn't have went to Russia. All my life, I didn't never want to go over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't
know when he's playing.
But I just could have
went to Argentina somewhere.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
When you play overseas, you're gonna go to whoever paying that bag for you.
if it's China, if it's Russia, if it's whoever, whoever's going to give you the most money, that's the point of you going overseas. Yeah. Whoever give you the most money, that's where right. I'm landing.
And what did I say at the beginning? What did I say at the beginning?
You said something about Russia.
All money
it
ain't,
don't
I said, all money,
been,
I said all money ain't good money. She got a stake. Listen to what I'm saying.
Hold on, Pops. Let me say this, though. For the WNBA, that they don't get paid nothing. What you
that
want her to do? She
I
can't
understand.
Get paid here for
listen
a license or anything. Like her contract
I didn't
is
say that. I didn't say that. All
so
I said was all money. Money. Hey, Russia would not have been on my mind carrying it. Why would anybody in the United States
for real.
Russia? Why are you going to be in Russia? You can go
right.
anywhere else. I don't care about how much money. Then I'm going to go to the next one that had the best, but I'm not going to Russia, bro. I'm going to tell you that now.
Hell no.
And to be honest.
I'm going to be able to leave when I want to leave.
To be honest, when has Russia and the United States ever been on good terms? In my lifetime,
thank you.
Never.
I don't remember
never.
In my lifetime.
Except for when Trump was in office.
Have to give me a part-time job at
T-Mobile.
She makes
exactly.
20
grand,
grand, grand, grand, grand, grand
a year.
And Joe Cramp, I'll be right at Joe's
Cramp
Shop.
Yeah, somewhere. Exactly, Joe's Cramp Shop.
What'd you say, Cap? Come with that again. She's making what?
She makes 221 grand a year, 3-year contract.
Yeah, that's it.
And I know that ain't nothing.
Hey,
but guess what? We gotta. She ain't gotta live beyond her means. She ain't had that much money when she first started. She was
exactly.
chasing the money. She
right.
chasing
the
money.
300 and some thousand a year. I would let her make 200 some thousand a year.
I saw that was sitting here just now. When y'all was saying 221, that ain't no money. Shoot. Sugar, honey.
Come on, man.
I'm going to make 220 low.
It's going to last.
Dude.
Yeah.
When you free, that's the money. When you locked up, it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Now it
yeah.
ain't nothing to her. Right. But I'm talking about when she first got it.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I ain't mad at her for wanting to get more money, but I'm telling y'all that now. Just what,
I can make $150,000 a year work. I don't care who, I can make it work. $150,000 a year?
Yes, sir.
No, that ain't no $150,000 a year.
I'm saying if I was making $150,000 a year, I could make that work.
And she got
$150,000 a year. Y'all keep saying for years. That's for 3 years. Make that work for 3 years.
No, y'all said $150,000 a year. That's all I said.
No, I said that's wrong. That's wrong. She's not. She making $221,000 for 3 years. Not each year.
No, the $600,000 altogether. But it's 200 per year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Per year. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's 600,000 for 3 years.
So in Russia, right? So in Russia, right? It's $5 for a pack of Ooze and Noodles, so she paying $25 for five packs of Ooze and Noodles. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
She getting
really
them for free now.
I'm really getting close to just stop calling your name, 007. I'm serious, yeah. Oodles and noodles is what you... All this has evolved out to oodles and noodles for you. Really? We talk about this woman trying to get home, doing everything she can, and 007 done broken down to oodles and dang on noodles. Lord have mercy.
Well, you're
not what I'm trying to say. It's too
rich.
It's too rich to be inside, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Lady T, they say we can lead them to the water, but we can't make them drink, you know? So, yeah. We're going to take a quick one off of that one. That baby said, oodles and noodles. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. better outlet, dog. Yeah, I love that Southern accent on that track. Baseball, man. You know, hey, I teased it a little earlier. Somebody got some serious background noise. Can we try to figure that out and mute yourself,
oh, me,
whoever
bro.
It is? Okay, okay.
Sound like they got to turn their phone down, that's all.
Yeah.
I know who it is, but
there
I can't say nothing.
There we go. Baseball, as Lady T and I were discussing in the opening of the show, we're starting to see stuff in baseball that we normally don't see until the second half of the season is not just started,
yeah,
but going. We've seen a no-hitter. We've seen grand slams. We've seen triple plays. I mean,
mm-hmm,
man, baseball, hey, listen. Baseball is like, hey, look at us, man. Y'all saying ain't nothing to do, basketball, oh, we can't wait till football. Watch us. Look at what we doing. And I got it. Hey, my hat's off. My hat is off. I'm going to run down the division leaders real quick. The Yankees still holding the AL East down at 58 wins, 22 losses. Minnesota is still holding down the AL Central with 45 wins and 37 losses. We got Houston holding down the AL West with 52 wins and 27 losses. The Mets are holding down the NL East with 50 wins and 30 losses. Milwaukee holding down the NL Central with 47 wins and 35 losses. And the NL West is being held down by the Dodgers with 50 wins and 29 losses. So that's the Dodgers, the Mets.
The Brewers and the Mets.
Houston.
Watch out,
and the Yankees. These are the only teams that 50 or above, y'all. These are the only teams that are 50 and above. And judging baseball, I think these are the teams that we're going to see battling it out come October. Serious.
But don't forget about the wild card spot.
Yeah.
Somebody's
going
to fall off.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays, they're a tough team. Padres,
the teams you got to look out for right now. Sister, I know, is the teams that are beginning to make that move that weren't in like leading the division, or weren't in like the top three or four in their division, but they've gotten hot. They're beginning to make moves. Their pitching is getting better. They're getting ready to go into the All-Star game on a roll. Those are teams that you need to start looking at. The Yankees already done built theirs up, but can they hold it? The teams like
right.
the Mets playing
yeah,
in the NL East, they're
DeGrom,
playing in the toughest division
back.
In baseball. They're playing
yeah,
in the toughest division
back.
In baseball. To who?
DeGrom. DeGrom coming back.
Yeah, DeGrom.
Yeah,
he's
back. Yeah.
But you know what? You bring up that NL East. I'm kind of watching Atlanta, man.
Exactly.
Atlanta's playing some good ball right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes on Atlanta real hard, man. They playing some real good ball right now. Even without God, what was his name? The dude they just traded.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah. Even without Freddie Freeman, Mr. Guaranteed hit. You know what I mean? So I'm watching Atlanta. Huh?
I said
he's been hitting too.
Shout out to Dusty Baker.
Watch the Astros.
For now.
And the Brewers.
For now.
I'm sorry.
Dusty Baker.
You're right.
Dusty Baker, I got a feeling he's going to be Dusty of old when the playoffs roll around, man. If for some reason this man just seems to always make the wrong decision. Don't know why. I love Dusty as a manager. I love his interviews, his wit, his comedy, all of that. But when it comes down to making the right decisions for a team, Dusty ain't one of them guys that I'm relying on for that. You know what I mean? He's kind of let his team down on several occasions. I'll say that. I'll say that. But, hey, at 57, I'm not jinxing them. But them Yankees, man, whew, I'm trying to tell you, they look bad.
They're going to play them out.
They be looking good. We looking real good.
Sure.
And the thing that I like, we won a tight game the other night where we had to stuff it out. I know Tang probably watched that game we won the other night where we had to fight it out in order to win it. That's a game
yep.
you need to see if your team can win instead of those
yeah,
games where they're going away. But another team, I don't know what their record is right now, but the San Francisco Giants been playing some good ball here lately. And I'm not
don't
saying it because it's on the phone.
Yeah, man, everybody wants to hear all that. Hey, Big Bro, tell him the truth, though. Talking about going back and forth with the Yankees and the Giants, man.
We can't help it if our teams are the ones that end up in the Super Bowl. I mean, the World Series.
Tell your team
When the learners go ahead and do what they have to do with the team,
the learners ain't with us right now. Our team is just in a different race. When you and Kale's team can only win one World Series in 20 years. Let's go to another baseball stat. We ain't biting
okay.
nobody's fire. Throwing no cursing on nobody's fire over here. This is something that you have to. Okay, you gonna let me finish?
Yeah.
Thank you. This is something that you have to pay attention to: the home and away records for each team. I look at the Yankees at 34-9 at home, 24-13 on the road. I look at Minnesota. 25-18 at home, 21-19 on the road. See, this is really where you see how a team is made up and where they're strong, you know? And Houston, 25-11 at home, 27-16 on the road. The Mets, 26-13 at home, 24-17 on the road. Milwaukee, 20-15 at home, 27-20 away. Now, that 27-20, that's kind of tricky. That's kind of tricky there. It's a good road record because they're seven games above 500, but this 27-20 tells me at any time they can be shaken. And then you have the Dodgers, 24-13 at home, 26-16 away. I'm telling y'all, I'm trying to keep it real with y'all. We are in for some good baseball come October, man. We're in for some good baseball matches. Now, Trees, go ahead and give your San Francisco team all the love you want. I just wanted to get that cat out.
I didn't say anything before we got into Gloatville. I wasn't saying anything. I was just saying we right there just like every like the Dogs, they 24-13, 26-16, right? We 21-20, 19-18. So we like right there. We over 500. As long as we stay over 500, I'm cool. We good.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good spot to be. My net. I don't even want to talk about it.
Y'all at the bottom, bro.
That's the Bama stuff right there. That's the Bama stuff
there. You know what I'm saying, Big Bro? We at the bottom.
But if that's where you are, though, Tang, why you call
I could have so much other stuff to y'all. Just like you said to me, go ahead, Chief. Go ahead. Go ahead and gloat. Go ahead and... you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying the same thing. I'm giving you what you gave me. I just gave it back to you. That's all.
Uh-huh. I hear you. I hear you.
This
hear you.
Well, your time of the year, bro.
Go ahead and sell this team. We're going to be all right, man. We're going to have some baseball-minded. We're going to have some baseball-minded people in here. Huh?
Shoot, I wish you could.
Man, we can buy the team, man. Do you know, man? Oh, my Lord. They'll be watching us on TV right now.
Exactly.
I'm about to say, we'd be wasting our time, wouldn't we?
Hey, listen.
Oh,
we in the stand, we enjoying ourselves. We Miss Shaw. I be French, bro. For real.
Do not let. I'm just going to say this. Tang already knows. Lady T already knows. Don't let the Yankees get in the World Series. It's awful.
I heard that.
I want us there, Lou. I want us there. I'm saying that sarcastically. I want us there, Lou.
He said if you get in there,
he's going to
act a fool.
I'm going to act a fool. He'll be mute me every 5 seconds. He's going to
act a fool, man. My team getting it. You know we're going to win it all.
Hey, Darius. Come on, Darius.
You can't do that with baseball, Darius.
You got to pick a team.
You can't say that. No,
they got to pick me.
No, you can't say that.
Anyway, Chicago White Sox canceled a fireworks show on July the 4th due to the parade shooting at the Heights Central Park. And I give... all kudos, hats off to the Chicago White Sox. I really and truly do because, you know, a lot of times things happen and big sports gatherings. And who's that with that background noise? A lot of times these type of things happen and people go on business and I'm glad that the Chicago White Sox not only sought to draw attention to the shooting to say enough is enough. We've had enough.
Right.
But they canceled something that is sacred, not just to themselves, but to the fans as well. So I give all props, man, to Chicago White Sox for doing that. I give all props to Chicago White Sox for taking that stand, you know, because like I said, so many other organizations, man, they just move on with business as usual. And Chicago said no, business is not as usual. You know,
come on, man.
So. That was a good thing.
Exactly.
You know, and for it to be on the 4th of July, man. You know, for it to be on the 4th of July. Darius, somebody have to ask you to mute yourself, bro. We hear your whole conversation.
Oh, my bad.
All right. And for that to be on the 4th of July, man. This is the day that America pays homage to those laws, to those fought, to those who are currently serving, to the start of this country that we call America. And I know about Juneteenth and all of that, but Juneteenth was brought out as a holiday after I was grown, after I was already a grown man. So, yes, I observe it, and I appreciate what it stands for. But the 4th of July has always been the 4th of July, my whole life.
Yes.
And you know, I applaud Chicago for the stand that they took. Sis, you got anything to say?
No, I'm good. I agree with everything that you said. I agree. with the fireworks part, like with the shooting and all that, because you can't tell what's what. So I understand
right.
why they didn't do it. So I mean, I applaud them as well. So yeah, I do. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lou, Big Lou, you got something to say, Big Lou?
I mean, you know, a day that we're supposed to be celebrating, you know, our nation's freedom, and some nitwit has to come along and, you know, cause this kind of act and putting people in the fear. I mean, this has just been going on way too long. We gotta get these. It's the guns, of course, that are the problem. We gotta get the guns out of these people's hands, because the more they're in these people's hands, the more incidents are gonna happen like this. I mean, what is wrong with these people? And where are they getting the guns from anyway?
Exactly.
No, I mean, they say it's coming from poor neighborhoods. Okay, but there's those poor neighborhoods. Where are they getting the money to get these guns in the first place? That's what I want to know.
Right.
The government.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eat.
Come on, Tang. I felt you there.
I don't get, man. I'm glad they did what they did, bro.
That's what's up. Now, let's bring on our buddy, y'all. You know, Kirby! What's up, Kirby?
Hey, Kirby.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Greetings and salutations to my sister from another mister, the hostess with the mostest, Patrice.
Hey.
I want to say to the host with the most, D&Z Kale, and dearly beloved, I'm going to tell y'all something about Kale that you probably don't know. And Kale, you get your thing away from that mute button, because I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them about you. Once upon a time. Now, dearly beloved, I'm going to pass this offering. Basket around and keep it away from Ronnie because he got sticky fingers. But I'm going to tell you about D&Z Kale over on Twitter. A couple years ago, two, 3 years ago, whatever, there's a sports place there and on Twitter called Cover 32. And Cover 32 had writers from all 32 teams, and they picked the best writers, and they would only keep four or five writers out of all the people that that applied to write for their teams, you know. And with Washington, it was Cover 32 _ WAS. And your hope. D&Z Kale was a sports writer, was chosen to sports, and he wrote articles for Cover 32. They were published in Cover 32, RedskinTailgate.com, NFL Fan Site, Yahoo Sports, and USA Today. I know that for a fact because I was one of the writers. Now, we have to give our editor some credit because she would make it more professional and not too many commas and, you know, the right punctuation, right spelling and all that. But
D&Z Kale was
a sports writer.
In other words, she would smack our hands with the ruler. In other words, she would smack our hands with the ruler when it was necessary. Go ahead, Kale.
Yeah. But I just want y'all know that Kale did a lot of research, watched a lot of film before he wrote. It was accurate. It was unbiased. It was very professional. You don't get your stuff, your good reads published on USA Today or Yahoo Sports or Redskin Tailgate or NFL Fansite.com. Unless it's a damn good read. So I really hated to see that site leave because of some money and stuff and some issues. But Kel was a hell of a sports writer.
He's a hell of a sports talker, too.
Yeah, you can't shut him up. Damn. But you know,
that's you giving Kel his flowers while he's here, huh? Okay.
But, he wrote some fine articles. He really did.
But thank you, Kirby. I appreciate
LeBron James has that man purse, you know. You know what they found in it?
Oh, man.
You know what they found in it?
What?
Michael Jackson's other glove. Michael Jackson's other glove. That's what they found. Now, all this Deshaun Watson thing, what comes to my mind is one word, alimony, because that was the screwing he gets for the screwing he got. That's right.
Hey, he's not married.
Hey. Yeah, he's not married. And since you brought it up, Kirby, who is that with the horn blowing? Since you brought it up, Kirby, let me take it all away. Turns out Deshaun Watson was the only player receiving happy Indian from his masseuse. Turns out, guys, that the genuine touch massage parlor was a massage company hired by the Texans, and they were servicing several Texan players, all of them with happy endings. And there was a young lady that was fired by happy endings for having an open sexual relationship with two of the Texan players.
So
this thing is really, hey, listen, y'all, I said it at the beginning of the show. This thing is really looking to shape up into Deshaun Watson's favor. It really is to me, because it started to look like the Texans was running the best little whorehouse in Texas. Forgive me if I offend anyone. That's not what I'm meaning to do. I'm not meaning to offend anyone. But that's what it appears to be to me. Now, with these stories coming out and this young lady who lost her job because she was given happy endings, I mean, come on, y'all. Seriously. I mean, can we really look at Deshaun Watson with a side eye now? Can we?
Right.
I mean, if we do, that would be double standard.
Exactly.
If we do look at him side eye, that would be double standard.
And let me tell you, y'all, what I did. I went back and read the Robert Kraft incident. Well, let me say this. What was left of it, and compared it to the writing versus Deshaun Watson. Man, you would think Robert Kraft did no wrong. It was times where I was like, was he at a massage parlor? You know, with the wording and the careful, meticulous manner in which the writer wrote the story up. But when it came to Deshaun Watson, his story was written careless. His story was written to smother this young man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. And now you have all these people trying to backtrack and make it make sense why so many folk came down on Watson like they did.
Right.
Why is this man facing a year's suspension? Why?
Hey, brother.
Why? Y'all hired these girls.
It's an easy answer there.
Go ahead.
I mean,
hold on, Cap. Let me get this part out.
Okay.
The Texans have an ongoing relationship with a hotel down there where Watson would go to this hotel and receive his massages.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead, Cap.
The obvious is, but we just not liked people. Whether we have money or we don't have money. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're not. Look at the first chance they got to get built. Now, they love Bill Cosby all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby was the greatest. The first chance they get to pounce on him, they kill them. Cancel culture. Yeah. Now, Deshaun Watson is just one of, but because he's the quarterback, the most important position in the game, the face of the team, they want to try to kill him. They ain't mentioned nobody else's name.
Nope. Right. And
we know it's many.
Yeah, and I was just about to say that, Therese. They still haven't listed exactly how many players were caught up in this incident. But all they said was, in a polite way, oh, Deshaun Watson wasn't the only one.
Right.
The young lady was fired from the massage parlor. Genuine touch. Hey, man. I would go to a place named Genuine Touch. You go touch me, Genuine? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get touched. See what that feels like. Get the back. Genuine touch me. Are you welcome? Yeah. But I think, Therese, like you said, Deshaun Watson was the quarterback. He was the leader of that team. And it wasn't until he said, I want out, they decided we're going to make it public what he's been doing. But the thing they didn't count on, the thing they did not count on, was this thing coming back to them. This thing coming back on him.
That's what it was. They just thought he was going to roll over, pay whatever,
and
that was going to be that. But his mama said, oh, no, we're going to fight. We're going to fight because we got no more dollars left. We're going to fight.
I mean, listen, if somebody was claiming Darius to be a rapist and wrongdoing, you won't let him just take that. You know what I mean?
Not gonna happen.
So I'll
be on her doorstep every day with a big sign saying, you a lie. You a lie.
I ain't raised him like that. He lied.
Absolutely not.
I'm telling you, y'all, follow this story because, as I said in the beginning of the show, if you are a puzzle lover, this puzzle is forming slowly. Piece by piece, and we're starting to see exactly what is what, you know. And I'm so glad for this young man. Seriously,
me too.
Because so many times we've seen it where the athlete is being made or portrayed in a certain image, and there's no support. There's no anything behind him. Well, hey, this story is coming out full-fledged. You know what I mean? It reminds me of that old song by Sister Sledge. sun coming out. Yeah. Because it's coming. It is coming at them, for real. And now you have the Texans at the beginning of this who were pointing the fingers and saying this and that and the other. But y'all know what they forgot? They forgot that old saying that all of us know. Don't point your finger at nobody. Why? Because you got three of them pointing right back at you.
Okay.
You got three of them pointing right back at you.
Yeah.
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 And I, for one, am glad that this is what we're seeing happen. I, for one, am glad that it won't just be a total snow job on this young man. You know, he was wrong. And we're talking about a man that has no wife, no children, you know, no real responsibilities but himself. If he, like I said, y'all, if a man want a sandwich, he should be able to eat a sandwich, man. However he want to, with his feet, his hands, however. Let that man eat that sandwich. Leave that man alone. You know, with everything
that's going
on. Well,
I got some inside information.
Go ahead,
Kurt. I got some inside information about these wealthy football players, baseball players, basketball players. They all have agents, and they have tax people. You know, people that tell them what they can write off, and they save them a lot of money. You know, well, Watson's tax guy told him, said, "Look, on these canceled checks down at the bottom, whenever you get a massage, is not tax deductible. So put ammunition down at the bottom of the check."
Mm-hmm.
So he gets all these 67. He gets 67 checks for $300, $500, $200, $250, and 67 times. And then he got one for $35,000. And down at the bottom it said gun repair.
Okay.
Am I the only one that's following this for real? Am I the only one that knows what Kirby is talking? Don't tell me that my mind is right there with Kirby, and I'm the only one. I can't.
Yeah,
listen.
You're Kirby. You're Kirby.
Wednesday is not going to be good, man. Wednesday is not going to be good for me. And me and Kirby on the same page.
I can't with y'all. I don't know what
that's
I'm going to do with y'all.
That is Kirby. That's Kirby. That's gun repair. Wow. Yeah, that was. But and then you know what, too? It's funny to me how they're not naming any of these other players as well. You know? They're not naming these guys. Well, I'm sure Deshaun didn't want to be involved. But
no,
hey.
What I'm saying is, see, they don't have nobody accusing them of nothing. So they like,
right.
Ain't nobody accusing
right.
me of nothing. Don't put my name in. I'm just letting you know what happened. I'm just
yeah,
letting you know
yeah.
that, you know, he ain't the only one. But I don't, yeah, you ain't got to put my name in nothing. As long as they ain't say I did nothing.
Hey,
okay?
Can you blame him?
No.
Mama always told me you don't snitch on yourself, son. You let them
yeah,
come to
they
you with that
grown folks business anyway. They had a grown folks
yeah.
business.
Exactly. Especially if we're talking about young men who are not married. Who
right.
are not married. They don't have an obligation to anyone. Leave them men alone,
nothing.
Man.
That's
leave
right.
them men alone, man. Mm. So, you know, yeah. I feel for the young man, for real. I mean, I've always felt for him, but now I feel a little better because I hate the fact that he's only getting paid $1 million this year. You know, I think
well,
he deserves
strategic.
More than that.
That was strategic.
That's, yeah, that's, yeah, I was about to say, he'd make that up on the back end.
In case he missed the year, that's
all
the money he'll lose out
on. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
if y'all say so. If y'all say so, I'm with y'all because I really seriously felt like, man, that's messed up. That man gonna only make $1 million this year. Look, $1 million. Only make $1 million. Wow. Yeah. Say that three times. But in all seriousness, you know, I'm just glad that things are starting to go in the other direction for him. Can I put it that way, sis?
You can finally see the light. Yeah. The light is in reach. I can see the light. The tunnel is coming to an end. I can see the light. It's right there. So
I don't know.
He'll be good.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all recall, but when I first jumped on, I told you about my boy went through this exact same thing and how it played out. It's playing out the same exact way.
Yeah. I hope he be good up there with the Knicks. They gave that boy a lot of money. If they don't, he's going to talk about him real bad.
Ain't going to change that account.
But you know what?
You heard what I said, right? You heard what I said. He still got that bag.
You know what? To touch on that, it's funny how the same problems in the same situations keep revolving, going to player to player in the NFL. And the other day, I'm watching ESPN, y'all. They got one sap talking about the Deshaun Watson situation. And I'm like, dude.
What?
I'm like, one sap, come on, bruh. Come on, bro. Your career was finished, and you were a Hall of Famer. And he still is. I'm not going to take away from his status. He still is a Hall of Famer. But
and he just
got
booted off TV, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you remember that case? Do y'all remember that case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Donovan McNabb, Merrill Hodge, and Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall. Ain't heard a peep from him.
Yeah, he said
it.
He said out the line. He went on and went under that rock and said good night.
Yep.
Marshall Faulk was kind of arrogant anyway.
Let him stand under that rock.
Yeah. You know, I hate to see them lose their career like that. But you know,
me too.
He had a cushion.
Some of them
did. I don't feel sorry for no millionaires. So,
I don't feel sorry for none of them.
On that note, you guys, it's been lovely. The conversation was amazing today, you guys. I'm talking about amazing. Even online was hype. So, on that note, you guys, I want to thank you. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. On Thursday, you guys going to feel it. Y'all going to feel how much we love y'all. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can call us at 563-999-3782. The number again is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You guys can log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and follow us there. We love you guys. Take care of each and every last one of you guys. If you telling somebody you love them, they should know it. How about you, Kale?
T, don't be snatching my line, man. If you love them, they should know it. If you love them, they should know it. Y'all have a great one. Listen, like Tree said, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for the content, the community, the conversation, and all of that. And we'll see y'all when Thursday. There we go. All right. And listen, this is what we want y'all to do.
Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Come on. Bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out.
VIP coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Most feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shout it, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now. Raw don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball of money stacked all in the shack now. See a push a button and let the roof on the lag down. I'm on the road doing shows to my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chattown. I got the crowd yelling.
Bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out.
I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by a blow, I don't move in the brick. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing it brick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's clear to see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a grown down, hard talk, career with a shine. I got some time, there ain't nothing like it better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out.
I'm a hot girl selling.
Bring them out.
All the dope boys selling.
Bring them out.
The backstage yelling.
Bring them out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, what is 2 guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2-on-2? If you do half of what I do, you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for another sucker to flex. Show them this ain't the score for a sucker to test. Tell my too large and we way too fresh. Work well when they put the checker lane like a game of chess. You wanna be better, bring your best. Cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling.
Bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring them out.
All the dope boys.